Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and in this special coronavirus edition, we are going to be talking about, of course, remote work. I already have a few clients who have moved into remote work. I'm recording this episode in advance. It's going to be delayed for about a week or two before it comes out. So at this moment in time, most companies, unless you're in Italy, are not doing remote work, but I'm expecting to see this climbing very fast. So by the time this comes out, either I have no listeners or you're probably working from home a lot more. And as I've had to help a few clients recently in discussing how to kickstart remote work effectively and fast in their companies, I decided to share some of those lessons with you all because I'm assuming it will be useful for you very soon. And regardless, I do believe that remote work can be very effective in some scenarios, and you should make sure to get the most you can out of it. Now, how do you do remote work effectively? First of all, you have to set expectations, as always. This is work. It is work from home. It's not just being at home. The first step is to invest in equipment. I think that you, as the employer, should expense some of these. First of all, good high-quality headsets, headphones that allow them to listen and have it be worn for the whole day so they can always talk to people, and with a decent mic is going to be worth it, believe me. Now, if you're not a tiny startup, consider expensing for your employees, adding to their bandwidth at home to have very good bandwidth, because otherwise you're going to really have a bad time trying to have multiple Zoom calls with them every day. And if you're really into it, a good chair, maybe a nice monitor, would be amazing. Once you've got that set up and your people can actually sit and do remote work for a whole day, lay out how things should happen. I'm assuming you already have dailies or something similar. You should make sure to keep those, and actually, if you don't have it, now is a good time to introduce it. Have a time on the calendar. Everyone joins a meeting, a quick call, and everyone talks. You should be able to review what has been going on, whether everyone is working. One of the things that people hate the most about remote work is that you do not know whether people are currently working. You cannot simply lift your head and take a look in the office and see, oh, all right, I'm seeing that Dave is here, but Alice is, I'm guessing, arriving late today. With remote, you have no idea whether someone is currently working and whether that person is simply late or hasn't started working yet, because you cannot tell. Because of that, you should have an etiquette about updating whether you're taking a day off, starting late. Whenever you start working, people should be able to tell. Whenever you're taking a break, people should know. You can use Slack's status thing. You can simply write in a team chat that you're here, but make sure that people know whenever anyone is present or not. More than that, if you used to work in the same office, which means you're all in the same time zone, you should enforce pretty much the same office hours, and at least have a core amount of hours where you expect people to work, so that, for example, you expect people to be available to set meetings between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. or something like that. Otherwise, you're going to have a really bad time with people's schedules drifting apart, and you won't be able to have any productive team time. Meetings is something that, in general, I believe that we should be managing better as an industry, because they are often a big waste of time and effort. But especially now, when you're doing remote meetings, you have to make sure to have someone facilitate those meetings. That means that if someone sends an invite to the meeting, they should make sure to have an agenda so everyone knows what's expected of them. You should demand video to be always open when people are doing these conferences because you want to be able to see what everyone is thinking, people's reactions to what you're saying, making sure that people stay in the meeting and, you know, don't go wash dishes while the meeting is going on. I've seen that happen. And having the agenda in the video is a good start. And meetings in general, when you're working in remote, should be something where you are not trying to yell past each other. When you're all in person, you might have a different kind of culture for meetings where people can maybe raise their voices or use gestures to show that they want to talk. In remote, you have to be even more attentive of that. Make sure to regularly ask whether anyone has any questions, any input. Survey everyone relevant if you need to make a decision. And do not assume that not talking means everything is all right. Especially since it is easier to drift away when it's remote. So make sure to engage them. And lastly, you should try and create some sort of water cooler moments. People need to be able to feel like they're doing stuff together. I've seen companies have this audio call going on for the whole day that represents the team's room. People might usually be muted, but everyone is plugged in so that if, for example, we're all working and I now have a question or I even just want to chat with someone, I can unmute, say whatever I want to say, and everyone in the team hears it. This is kind of trying to mimic what you have in your office, but it does the same thing for this weird remote thing. And I find that this helps because it means that people are more likely to engage during the day and ask for help. Then asking for help via chat is not as effective. And I do believe that when you're working remote, if you're used to working in the same office, a lot of the time it is better to do those quick interactions by a phone call and not do it via chat. But once you're working remote, people tend to just use Slack or whatever in order to discuss. If you already have this ongoing call, it means that people are more likely to simply talk to each other, which means they will have less miscommunications, and in general, communication will be faster and people will wait less in order to ask for the help that they need. And as long as you don't have any, I don't know, weird quarantines, you should make sure to have some sort of together time. Maybe people can work together from each other's places, but make sure to try and have still water cooler moments where people can talk about what they're doing and stuff like that, because otherwise you won't have a team, you'll have a bunch of people working separately. Do expect to see productivity dip in the first couple of weeks. I always see that. But if the issues prolong, you should actively work in order to discuss it with your team and debug whatever is not happening properly. I have an episode about debugging processes that's up a couple of weeks ago. Go check that out. So that's it for this week. I'm hoping coronavirus is not going to kill all of us. And wishing you and your loved ones only health. If you have any questions, as always, feel free to contact me. My email is in the show notes. I have a weekly newsletter. It goes out every week. It has this podcast, an article, and 3 insights I don't share anywhere else. Subscribe to that newsletter. The link is in the show notes. And thank you. Talk to you soon.